Okay, so this week's Parashas, Parashas B'Shalach. I'd like to share a couple of Divrei Torah, some fundamental ideas that I saw. Perhaps maybe we can at least get a Dvar Torah for one of our meals on Shabbos. Parashas B'Shalach begins, Vayi B'Shalach Pari Esa'am V'loi Nocham Alekim Derech Eretz Plishtim Kikarevu Parasim the nation out, so God did not lead them via the land of the Plishtim, which is the most, the closest way to get to Eretz Yisrael. Ki Yomer Elokim Peni Nochim Ha'am B'Roisim Melchama V'Shal Mitzrayim. Hashem said he's concerned that maybe Jewish people will regret and decide to go back to Egypt if they engage in battle over there. Plishtim may attack them and they'll decide to return back to Mitzrayim. So Hashem took them in a roundabout way through the Yamsuf. Chamushim, all of Bnei Yisrael, Meretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael left. They were either, according to Rashi, they were armed, or Chamushim, they were 20%, 80% died in Mitzrayim during Makas Choshech. Pasuk Yutes, Vayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef Imoy. So as Moshe Rabbeinu took Yosef's bones, his remains with him. Ki ashbea ishbias bnei Yisrael leimor poko yivka l'kim eschem. Because Yosef made bnei Yisrael swear before he died that Hashem is going to take you out. Va'alisem es atzmoisayim yizeh etchem. You should take my bones together with yours up to Eretz Yisrael and bury me in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a very famous medrash on this pasuk. The Medrash in here in Shmos, Parakhov, the Medrash says the following. It says, we have a famous pasuk in Mishle. Pasuk in Mishle says, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. A wise person, a person that has a wise heart, he takes mitzvos. Says the Medrash, what is this pasuk in Mishle referring to? Who can we say this pasuk is describing? Says the Medrash, this is describing Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is an example of a chacham lev, of a person who has a wise heart, who knows what to invest in. Yikach mitzvos, he invests in mitzvos. Why, says the Medrash? Shebashah shekol Yisrael, hayu asukim bekesef u'bezav, that during the 3 days of Choshech, so Bnei Yisrael were busy taking gold and silver after the 3 days of Choshech, they were busy taking the gold and silver. During the days of Choshech, as Rashi says, that's when they saw where it was hidden. Then afterwards, they went and they asked the Egyptians to give them the gold and silver, which was the biza of Mitzrayim, taking the loot out of Mitzrayim, in order to fulfill the promise that Hashem had made to Avraham Avinu, v'achri chen yetzu b'rechush gadol, that Bnei Yisrael are going to leave with great wealth, with great riches. So they borrowed for the long term, klei kesef v'klei zav. They borrowed gold and silver. So it says from the Egyptians to take it long term. And the Gemara says, famous Gemara, I forgot where it is, but the Gemara says that later the Egyptians claimed that the Jews owed them money many generations later because they stole from them gold and silver when they left Egypt. So the Gemara says that the Chachamim responded, you know, make a calculation, 210 years of slavery, a few hundred thousand people working, not getting paid, what were they entitled to? That's really, you know, taking advantage of people. It's unfair. If they were to be paid, how much would they be paid? Millions and millions of dollars. Billions, maybe. So whatever they took was compensation for the years of work that they were working without getting paid. So it wasn't that they stole it, but so says the Medrash that while Bnei Yisrael were busy collecting gold and silver, Moshe Rabbeinu was searching for the remains of Yosef because he knew of the Shvua that Yosef made them swear, "Take out my bones with you." So the Medrash describes how he was searching literally for 3 days, going around and around, looking till finally Serach Bas Asher told him that Yosef is buried in the Nile, and he took, the Medrash says, the matah, and the whole ceremony, how he was able to find the remains of Yosef. So says the Medrash, that pasuk that says Vayikach Moshe, in this week's parasha, the third pasuk, Vayikach Moshe, Satzmas Yosef Ima, Moshe Rabbeinu took with him Yosef's bones. That's really a fulfillment of what it says in Mishle, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos, that a wise person takes mitzvos, because while Bnei Yisrael were busy gathering the gold and silver, Moshe Rabbeinu was focusing on finding the remains of Yosef. So he's the really wise person who was taking a mitzvah. So the Mefarshim all ask on this Medrash, that the Medrash doesn't really make that much sense. Because it seems that the Medrash is saying, Bnei Yisrael were busy getting gold and silver for themselves, wasn't a mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was focusing on doing a mitzvah, finding the remains of Yosef. However, the Mefarshim ask that if you look back in Parashas Bo, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Beis, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, right before Makas Bechairis, he says, Daber na ba'osnei ha'am, speak to the people, v'yishalu ish me'esreyeu, v'isha me'esreusa, and they should take and borrow from their Egyptian neighbors, klei klesef and klei zov. So it was a directive from Hashem. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Bnei Yisrael that they should go and get gold and silver. So it was a mitzvah. So how can the Medrash say that Moshe Rabbeinu, he is really an example of a wise person who takes mitzvahs, because while everyone else was busy with gold and silver, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with a mitzvah of Atzmus Yosef. The gold and silver was also a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah that was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this mitzvah, Daber no b'yosnei ha'am, v'yishalu ish me'esre'eu, ish me'esre'u, zok le'kes v'chleizov. God told them to go and ask the Egyptians for gold and silver. So while the Jews were asking for gold and silver, they're fulfilling a mitzvah of Hashem. So what's the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu? This is a very famous question that the Mefarshim ask on this Medrash. So I saw the following answer in the Sefer Lekach Toiv, Yalkut Lekach Toiv. He answers that there are many mitzvos that come across a person's, you know, way in his life. Many mitzvos. Every day a person has many, many mitzvos that are available for him to do, that are opportunities for him to do. Many different mitzvos, whether it's mitzvos of chesed, of learning, many different opportunities of mitzvos that come a person's way. And every mitzvah is significant. So a wise person, though, understands and appreciates the value of one mitzvah in comparison to another mitzvah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he understood that even though it's true, the mitzvah of taking the gold and silver from Mitzrayim is an important mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, and it's necessary in order to fulfill the promise that Hashem made to Avraham Avinu by the Bris Ben Absarim, that Bnei Yisrael are going to leave Mitzrayim with great wealth. However, there's still a personal gain, a personal benefit, that each Jew is going to benefit from getting the gold and silver, that now he's personally going to have gold and silver, which is going to be beneficial for him. It's going to benefit him on a personal, individual level. Moshe Rabbeinu understood, though, that the mitzvah of finding the remains of Yosef and bringing them to Eretz Yisrael for Kvura, that was, so to speak, a national mitzvah, a mitzvah of national importance. Importance for Klal Yisrael, importance for the nation as a whole. Not just something that's going to be beneficial, you know, for each individual, but it was something that's a benefit for Klal Yisrael as a whole. And the Medrash says that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was not related directly to Yosef, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, since you got involved in burying Yosef, even though you were exempt, so to speak, because it wasn't your relative, so I'm going to Mida Keneged Mida, I'm going to be the one to be Osek in your Kvura, in your burial. That it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu when he was Nifter. That's what it says in the Medrash. So the Yamtu Lekach Toiv, they answer that the pshat here in the Medrash is, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvos, a wise person who has a wise heart knows what mitzvos to take, what he should invest in. That when he has two mitzvahs in front of him, he has a mitzvah which he's going to get a personal gain from, of getting riches out of Egypt, versus a mitzvah which is important for Klal Yisrael as a whole, and he doesn't have something to gain from. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he invested in the second mitzvah, in the mitzvah which was something that was very difficult. He didn't have an immediate financial benefit because he understood the significance of the mitzvah. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah, a person who has wisdom understands what mitzvah he should invest in. Baron Cutler on this Medrash, in this Pasuk, he adds the following point. He says that many people, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Chacham Lev, a person who has wisdom, Yikach Mitzvos, he takes the mitzvah. Says Baron Cutler that people, you know, have a misconception. People think that mitzvos are a burden, mitzvos are an obligation. And a person, I have so many obligations I have to do this, I have to do that. It's burdensome, it's difficult. So says Baron Cutler, the Pasuk in Mishlei teaches us that no, that's the wrong perspective. A person who's wise understands that when you do a mitzvah, you're really taking. You're taking for yourself, you're benefiting for yourself, because a person who does a mitzvah is fulfilling God's will, which is the greatest thing that he could do, to fulfill the ratzon of the Creator. So he's really taking for himself. He's taking for his own benefit when he does a mitzvah. That's what the Baron Cutler says is the pshat in the pasuk, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. We say every day, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that learning Torah is Keneged Kulam, it's equal to all the other mitzvahs. It's a very famous Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says at the beginning of Maseches Peah that you could understand the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Yerushalmi, I think, says that if you compare any mitzvah versus Talmud Torah, so Talmud Torah is equivalent, it's equal to. I think the Yerushalmi says further, the Yerushalmi says in the Pasuk, V'kol chachotzecha lo yishvuba, all of your desires do not equal to it. Afilu cheftzei shamayim, that even all the mitzvahs, I think Yerushalmi says that even if you take all the mitzvahs on one side of the scale, and you put on the other side of the scale Talmud Torah, you still say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah is equal, not just to any other mitzvah that you have a chance to do, but rather Talmud Torah is equivalent to all the mitzvahs. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So the Pasuk here says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs, a person who is wise. He took the mitzvah, he understood what mitzvah he should invest his effort into, and search for the remains of Yosef. So certainly, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, you have to have that awareness that if we have an opportunity to learn, we should remember Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. It's very interesting. In Perek Yudalid, it's a very interesting Ramban. If you turn to Perek Yudalid, the Pasuk right before it talks about Kriyas Yamsuf. So, in the beginning of Perek Yudalid, it says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer Dabel Nei Yisrael Viyashuvu Viyachnu Lufnei Pi Achirois." Tell Bnei Yisrael they should go ahead and they should travel and camp out in front of this place called Pi Achirois. Rashi says it's Pisom. Bein Migdol Bein Ayam, between Migdol and the sea, Lufnei Baal Tzafon, before the idol of Baal Tzafon, Nichotachnu Al Ayam VaAmar Paro Bnei Yisrael Luchimei Baaretz. Paro will say about Bnei Yisrael that they're lost. They're wandering around in the land. Sagar Aleim Amidbar, they're lost in the desert. Pasuk Dalit. V'chizakti eslev Paro. Hashem says, I will harden Paro's heart. V'rodaf achreyem, and he will pursue Bnei Yisrael. V'ikovda b'paro b'chol chelo, and I'll become honored through the punishment of power in his army. Yodim Mitzrayim Keni Hashem, and Egypt will know that I am Hashem. So it says over here, in Pasuk Dalet, Hashem says, I'm going to harden Paro's heart, and he's going to chase after the Jewish people. Again in Pasuk Ches, it says, Vayichazik Hashem Eslev Paro, Hashem hardened the heart of Paro, and he pursued, Vayirdoif B'nai Yisrael, he pursued after B'nai Yisrael. And further in the Pesukim, it says, by Kriyas Yamsuf, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, right before Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to harden the heart of Egypt, and they will pursue the B'nai Yisrael after you split the sea, and Egypt will know that I am Hashem. So it says that Hashem had to harden Paro's heart and the heart of Mitzrayim to pursue B'nai Yisrael. So the Ramban here is a very fascinating Ramban, Pasuk Dalet. Ramban writes the following. Why does Hashem have to harden Paro's heart at this point? So he explains, says the Ramban, Bavur shepochet Paro mehem makas b'chayros. Because after the plague of Makas b'choros, Paro was very frightened. And he said to B'nai Yisrael, B'rachtem gamoisi, he asked Moshe Rabbeinu for a blessing. Therefore, writes the Ramban, So Paro had made up his mind when it came to Makas B'chayrus, and he said, you know, everyone should leave. He already decided, that's it. He's not going to chase B'nai Yisrael. He's going to let them go. He's not going to change his mind about it. So he says, the Ramban, he made up his mind. He's not going to chase them even if they run away. Moshe Rabbeinu should do it with B'nai Yisrael, whatever he wants. Therefore, the Torah has to say, says the Ramban, that Hashem made a special effort, so to speak. He hardened Paro's heart in order to for Paro to change his mind, to decide that he's going to chase B'nai Yisrael. And later it says again, by Kriyas Yamsuf, says the Ramban, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says that the Mitzrayim entered the Yam after B'nai Yisrael. Hashem hardened their heart. I'm going to harden the heart of Egypt. And they should follow the Jewish people into the sea, into the ocean. So the Ramban says over there, very fascinating statement. He says, why did Hashem have to harden the heart of Mitzrayim by Kriyas Yamsuf? Says the Ramban the following. Because when the Egyptian army saw with their own eyes how the sea split for the Jewish people, and they're walking on dry land in the ocean, how could they possibly think that they could harm them and they should pursue them into the ocean to try to harm them? How could they see? They see right in front of their own eyes an open miracle that is defying the laws of nature to save Klal Yisrael. How could they possibly think? What is their rationale to pursue B'nai Yisrael into the ocean to try to harm them? Writes the Ramban, Ve'ein b'chol ha'moifzim kepele azeh. From all the miracles that took place by Kriyas Yamsuf, that's perhaps the greatest and most astonishing fact, that the Egyptians went into the ocean after the Jewish people to try to chase them down, even though they saw a clear miracle in front of their eyes. Says Ramban, "Vizeh be'emes shigaon lahem." They were crazy. They were acting crazy. They were acting irrational. Avol sochal asoso. God took away their logic, took away their thinking. V'chizek es libam, and hardened their heart, likanes bayam, to enter into the ocean. The Ramban later adds a little bit more to it, to explain it. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, in Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, when it says, Vayat Moshe, Siyodo Yalayam, Moshe Rabbeinu stretched out his hand over the ocean. Vayoylech Hashem Asayam, Beruach Kodim Azal Kol Alayla. Says Hashem made a very strong easterly wind blow the entire night. Vayosem Asayam Lecharovo. And then the ocean split and there was dry land in the middle. Vayibaku Amayim, the water split. So says the Ramban in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, also a famous Ramban. Ramban writes, the Torah tells us that Kriyas Yam Suf was preceded by what? By very, very strong gusts of wind coming from the east, which is the strongest, Rashi says, the strongest winds are in the east. And there were very, very strong gusts of wind. Maybe it was like a tornado or a hurricane, tsunami, going all night, and then the ocean split. So the Ramban says the following, God wanted to split the sea by using, or by having first, a very strong wind blow from the east, from the dry land on the east. Why? He writes the Ramban, so that it should appear, so that it should appear as if the wind is what caused the sea to split. As it says in Apostolic in Hosea, Hiski l'mitzrayim v'yovdeh, he tricked the Egyptians and they were destroyed. Ki bavu zeh choshvu, because the Egyptians saw the wind blowing all night, so they thought when they saw the sea split, ulai haruach, says that the Egyptians, they were totally irrational, but they said, look, maybe this is like some, you know, natural kind of, I don't know, disaster or something that happens every now and then. It's like, you know, very, very strong winds that split the ocean, and it wasn't the hand of God. Afal P says Ramban, Shein Aruach Vaikas Ayam Ligzorim, and even though in general the wind does not split the sea into parts, Loisamu Libam Gam Lazois, they didn't pay attention to that. Uboach Areyem, and they pursued them, Meroif Ta'avosom Leher Alohem, because of their great desire to harm them. Vizetam Vichizakis Lezpara Vyobach Areyem, Shechizek libam leimar erdof oivai vasigem v'yam v'eim yod imatzil v'loi zachru ato ki Hashem nilcham lehem v'mitzrayim. So that's what means that Hashem hardened their heart, is that they rationalized that the splitting of the sea was something, some kind of natural, you know, occurrence that was a result of the very strong winds, and it's not the hand of God, and therefore they thought we'll be able to harm them. And they pursued them into the ocean, and they didn't realize that really God is fighting against Egypt on behalf of Klal Yisrael. That's what Ramban explains later in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So I saw in the Sefer Sam Derech, he points out the following Nekuda that we can see from this Ramban. He says, you see from the Ramban that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a person Bechira that he can always make a mistake, right? There's room for error. But even though logically, the most logical conclusion, if you saw Kriyas Yam Suf, is to say this is Yad Hashem, this doesn't happen, and the tsunami doesn't split the sea and make